James 3, verse 13 through 18, he gives us distinctions between wisdom from above and wisdom, false wisdom, which is wisdom from the earth. Earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. There's a distinction between these two wisdoms. And he's giving us this in this portion of scripture today. So first of all, we see someone said a few people have wisdom. A few people have wisdom. Most are otherwise. Few people wise, but most are otherwise. And how true that is. Few people today are wise, but most are otherwise. Now, what does this mean? What makes the difference? What makes the difference between a wise person and a person that's otherwise? Otherwise. Well, the scriptures clearly teach us this. And James is setting forth here distinctions between those two. Wisdom that is from above and wisdom that is earthly. He gives us great distinctions between this. For example, a man who knows who he is, a man who knows where he come from, and a man knows where he's going. This is a wise man, right? A wise man. I'm glad that we can know where we come from, we know where we're going, and we know when we also know why we're here on this earth. Now, how did this come about? How did you find out who you are? How did you find out where you're going and what you're here for? There's something that has given you insight to know the answer to these questions in your life. Again, know who you are, know why you're here, and know where you're going. The Bible gives us the answer. We know who we are, we know why we're here, and we know where we're going because of faith. Faith. Have you ever seen heaven? How do you know you're going there? Have you ever seen God? How do you trust Him? Why do you trust Him? Preacher talked about it in 1 Peter last Wednesday night, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen, we never seen God, we never seen Jesus, but we have what? We have faith in Him. Therefore, faith gives us wisdom to know who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. See? So without faith, you wouldn't know that. So faith produces wisdom to you and us, all mankind. So faith is very, very important. Last week we talked about the subject of the speech, our tongues. And you can tell, we can tell by a person's language, even a stranger, we can tell this person whether they are a person wise or otherwise. Wise, or they have wisdom or they don't have wisdom, okay? Just by listening to a person talk that we have never seen before. And it's amazing to me how faith does produce wisdom for us in our talk, in our walk, and everything that we do. Faith produces wisdom. We also see in these verses here, in chapter number 3, let's look at verse number 13. Check out verse 13 we see here. In these verses, we see James separates two types of wisdom, which governs our conduct as mankind. We see here, A wise man is humble. A wise man is humble, for he realizes how little he knows in terms of what there is to know. How little he knows in terms of what there is to know. I'm thankful what God enables us to be able to know, aren't you? But there's a whole lot more that we don't know than we do know. And this is a wise man. A wise man is marked also by many things. He's marked by meekness, by purity of life, gentleness. He's marked also by common courtesy and integrity. This is a wise man when you see these characteristics in these people today. So we're seeing here, all this is a result of God Himself giving us the ability we have, the wisdom we have. Folks, all we have comes from God. All we have comes from God. All we ever will have, it be coming from God. And I'm glad today to know that we have put our faith in God. We have become wise towards God and know who He is. He is in our life as we learn. All our learning and all that we are revolves back to God because God has taught us. God has given us this wisdom that He has given us. Let us make Christ Himself with us wisdom, our wisdom, because he is all we, like the song says, he's all we need. He's all we need in our life. We look at Christ and we see his meekness, how meek he was. We also see how pure he was, how gentle he was. All kinds of attributes we find in grace. We see his grace. We see his greatness. All this is in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see here as we compare today, wisdom from above, from false wisdom, or wisdom from the earth. False wisdom, okay? Now, in verse number 13, we'll look here as we see. James says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Who is a wise man? That's a good question. Who is a wise man among you? The Bible says, let him show out of a good conversation his works and meekness of wisdom. Now, a wise man, James said, let him show here, he says, out of a good conversation, his works with meekness and wisdom. Now, the word conversation there simply means behavior. It means behavior, see. So we see, first of all, as we look at this thing of wisdom, we look at the wisdom and its course, its path. How did it get here? Its path, you see. We look at this. Wisdom is from above. Wisdom from above, and wisdom also is from the earth. But we notice here, wisdom and its course is found in verse 13 and verse 14. We see, first of all, in verse 13, wisdom identifies itself with behavior or a conversation. This is how you identify wisdom, by good conversation or behavior. That's what James says right here. He says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you, let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. So we see the course of wisdom is through our conversation or our behavior. That's how we see it. It's identified this way. Also, it can be identified all the way in verse 14. We can see it's also identified with a wicked behavior. Wisdom. Wisdom, that is, verse 13 is wisdom from above. Verse 14 is wisdom from the earth. Notice it says in verse 14, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. We see here, this is wicked behavior, wicked conversation in place. First of all, a bitter spirit. You know, if we're not careful, it's easy to get a bitter spirit. I mean, just our natural self. We can get bitter, can we not? We see, this is a sign that we don't have wisdom. We're not trusting God like we ought to. And we see here, this is what it says in verse 14. Also, we see not only a bitter spirit, but we also see strife in our heart. Strife in our heart. If you have a bitter spirit and strife in your hearts. Being upset in your heart about something don't strike you right, something doesn't go your way, so to speak. There's easy to have strife in our hearts. And this is false wisdom. This is false wisdom. Also, we see a boastful spirit. Notice it says also, glory not. Boasting is not wisdom. It's not wisdom. We see here it's a wicked behavior. Boasting, people that boast, they're not wise. They're just not wise. And then we see last in that verse, and lie not against the truth. We see here this is a blind spirit. So we see the different spirits here, with the false wisdom and also with the wise wisdom, the wisdom that is wisdom from above. Also, we see not only the course of wisdom, but we also see the source of wisdom. Where does the wisdom come from? We see in verse number 15, this wisdom descendeth not from above, talking about verse 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is what? Earthly. It's earthly. It's also sensual and devilish. We see this is what this kind of wisdom is. The source of human wisdom we're talking about. The source of human wisdom is false wisdom. Remember now, our thought is faith produces what? Wisdom. Faith produces wisdom. And we're seeing here in talking about human wisdom, we notice its outflow. Where does it come from? Where does this wisdom come from, the human wisdom? We see here in this verse it tells us it's secular. It's earthly. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but it's earthly, he tells us. It's earthly. It's sensual. In other words, it's natural, okay? And also we see that it's a sense of the body, from the body. We're getting it there. And also it's satanic. In the last part of verse 15 says, and devilish. And devilish. That is human wisdom. This is the source of human wisdom here in this verse he's talking to us about where it comes from. Now, we notice something else about this wisdom. It's outflow. Where does it come from? And we know it comes from earth, but where does it, we see here now, what does it do? It's outflow. How does it affect people? What does it do? Notice it says in verse 15 again, this wisdom descends not from above, is earthly. Okay, it's earthly, it's sensual, and it's satanic. But its outcome, what does it produce? What does this kind of wisdom produce in our lives? We notice from verse 16, it tells us that. The outcome of this earthly wisdom, the human wisdom, it says, first of all, is verse 16, from where envying and strife is, there is what? Confusion and every evil work. We see here what it produces, human wisdom produces unrest. Unrest, first of all. We see confusion. There's nothing no worse than being confused, is there? Nothing. Being confused. Confusion causes a lot of problems. And this is what human wisdom produces. This is the outcome of some human wisdom. And we're not talking about all human wisdom. You know, I thank God for the wisdom that God has given mankind. You know, I was talking with a guy just the other day, how they can take something the size of a match stem, called a camera, and they can run up your arteries and go all the way up into your heart and look around and see what's going on. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Man didn't get that by themselves. God gave that to man. He gave him wisdom, you see. And there's so many things now that are so different from what they used to do. Any kind of surgery, gallbladder surgery, heart surgery, all these things are so much better, different now than they were years ago, you see. I know my father-in-law, he had open heart surgery back in 1981. And man, that was a sad looking thing, situation when you go and see them, you know. But nowadays, everything's so much different. God has given man wisdom. But we're talking about basic human wisdom that people are using today in their lives. Now, let's look at the source of heavenly wisdom. Verse 17. Verse 17 says this here. Notice the characteristics. First of all, where's it from? We see in verse number 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Wisdom from above. That's heavenly wisdom. This is the basic characteristic of this. Notice also, it is pure. The motivation of wisdom from above is pure. It's pure because it comes from God. God gives us that wisdom from heaven. We notice also, it's peaceable. Wisdom from heaven is peaceable. God gives it to us here. We also see not only is it peaceable, but it's gentle. Wisdom from above is described here in these verses. It's pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle. And notice it's easy to be entreated. Easy to be entreated, it's gentle. It settles the differences between things sometimes. Wisdom from heaven. Full of mercy. We see full of mercy. And also without hypocrisy. Wisdom from heaven is full of mercy and without hypocrisy. So we've talked about the course. We talked about this source of wisdom. Now, let's talk next about wisdom. How its bountiful characteristic in verse 17 again is in the thoughts it entertains. It creates interest. Wisdom from above. I'm amazed at how we read the Bible and we find so much about God that we don't know. How wise He is and how loving He is. We also see in things that He adopts. Wisdom adopts for us. Full of mercy and good works. Full of mercy and good works. God gives us that kind of wisdom. We also see the balance characteristics of wisdom here. First of all, it's absolutely unbiased. It's unbiased. It is without partiality. Heavenly wisdom is for everybody. For everybody. It's without partiality. Also, it's unblemished. It's without spot. It is without spot. It is without hypocrisy. Wisdom from above is without hypocrisy. It is unblemished. Now, let's notice also, verse number 18. Wisdom and its force, what does it do? Those who are truly wise, who are endowed with the wisdom that comes from above, are who we call peacemakers. Peacemakers. We see here in verse number 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. That make peace. So we see they sow everywhere they go. They sow a harvest everywhere they go. They're peacemakers. You've met people like that. I have too. You know people like that. I do too. They're peacemakers. They want everybody to be happy. They want everybody to be, you know, like they ought to be. They sow righteousness everywhere they go. These are the kind of people that have wisdom are. So we see they sow in peace. We also see not only that, but they make peace. They make peace by sowing peace, you know. We also see that heavenly wisdom was incarnated and displayed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly wisdom. If we want to know what heavenly wisdom is about, let's look at the life of Christ. Let's look what some of his characteristics that he had while he was here. We see, first of all, that he was pure also, wasn't he? Jesus Christ was pure. We also see that he was sinless. He was perfect, the perfect God-man. We see wisdom in Jesus because of this. He was absolute holy. He was holy. We also see that he was, in every thought, he was holy. He never thought anything wrong. Never thought anything wrong. In word, deed, all these things. He also went about being peaceable, wasn't he? Jesus was peaceable. We see wisdom, heavenly wisdom in the life of Jesus while he was here on this earth. He was pure. He was a peacemaker. He went about being showing righteousness, harvest, the harvest of righteousness, trying to get people to trust him. We also see they because of that, he was pure. He was pure. He was spotless. He was sinless. We also see that he was easy to be entreated. He tried to settle people down. He tried to make people be like they ought to be. Everywhere he went, he wanted people to be calm, wanted people to be okay. He was full of mercy. I like the song we sing, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon was multiplied to me. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ and his mercy and how he showed us while he was here some 33 years on this earth. For 3.5 years of ministering to mankind, he shows us what wisdom is. He shows us what wisdom is. He was full of good works. Jesus went about doing good. And sometimes the good that he did, he asked the people not to tell. You ever thought about why? Why? The man was blind. Why the people that were healed, and they told them, don't tell people. But we know they went about telling anyway. But he told them that because if he just went about doing good, that was his purpose being here. See, he didn't come just to do good. He did good while he was here because of who he was, because of the wisdom he had. He went about, he come to earth to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and me. Thank God for that. Amen? That's just why he came, you see. But he was full of good works. He went about, he helped so many people. He was without partiality. It didn't matter who he went to. He was in sinners' houses with them. He loved everybody. He was without partiality. That's what wisdom from above is. There's no partiality, no partiality at all. Also, he was without hypocrisy. He was without hypocrisy in his life. He didn't say one thing and do another. What he said, he did. And that was so true. Now, wisdom from above, we read here in verses 13 through 18, what wisdom from above is, what wisdom from the earth is. But we notice, if you're wise, we need to live a life that is good steadily. You know, so that only good deeds your friends see. Wisdom, God help us. Wisdom from heaven. Again, it's pure and it's quiet. Okay? Also, we see it's gentle. It's gentle. Also, it is courteous. Wisdom from heaven is courteous. Also, it allows discussion and is willing to yield to other people. Wisdom. The person that is wise. All these characteristics are in their lives. I'm thankful today for the book, the Bible, that we have to give us wisdom. Wisdom comes from the Word of God. Wisdom comes from God. You know, the world, again, there's a lot of things in the world that are wise, but most of it's unwise. You know, some things in this world to me that are too wise. I don't know about you. It kind of bothers me sometimes with the telephone calls we get from people that are wiser than I am, really wiser than I am. And if you're not careful, they will get you on something and get you in a trap that you can't get out of. We need to be careful. We need God's wisdom today because of all these people out there that are trying to harass you. They're trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do. I mean, it's making a decision about money or whatever it is. But we need to be careful, you see. But wisdom from above is full of mercy and good deeds. It's wholehearted, it's straight, it's forward, it's sincere. Because it's like Jesus. It's like Jesus. Now, true wisdom is the ability to put into practice. Put into practice. What do we put into practice? True wisdom helps us put in practice what we say. First of all, what we say. True wisdom helps us to put in practice what we believe. True wisdom also helps us to put in practice what we teach. What we teach. Again, look at verse 13 in chapter 3. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Meekness of wisdom, you see. A wise man will show by his conduct what he says is true. What he says is true. And that's a wise man. To James, we find here, as he's writing, we find his religion is more than just say words. You know, he tells us back in chapter 1, verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not what? Hearers only. Be doers of the word, not just hearers, but we need to practice what we say. We need to practice what we say. That's the wisdom that God gives us to be able to do that, you see. But James speaks about being meek. Meekness. Now, meekness is not weakness, okay? Meekness is not weakness. No man can truly be meek until he really knows his strength. No man can be meek until we realize our strength as a man, as a human being. Now, what is meekness? Meekness is many things. It's maybe controlled power. Controlled power. That's what meekness is. It's also energy that is harnessed, so to speak. Energy that's under control, see. Wisdom is for the glory of God. So we see here what wisdom from above is. And we see here how important it is for us to have that. Now, false wisdom, let's go back to that. false wisdom, earthly wisdom. We see here it's envying. Envying, its characteristics is envying, you see. We see here, from where envying and strife, verse 16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. We see here that false wisdom, envying means zeal, bitter zeal. Bitter zeal is what envying literally means. It's a spirit of harsh resentment. A spirit of harsh resentment. It's a heart filled with jealousy and anger. This is what this envying is talking about here. What is in our heart? What is in our heart, not our outward works, is very important. What we do comes from what we are in our hearts. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So is he. So what we think in our heart, what comes from our heart, is what we do. When we are wrong, when we are wrong in our hearts, we will be wrong in our lives and also our words. Our heart determines who we really are. Who we really are. So this is our heart sometimes deceives us. It deceives us. Jealousy and selfishness are not of God. It's kind of wisdom. That's earthly wisdom. That's earthly wisdom. Okay? We also see that verse 15, talking about this wisdom descends not from above. Talking about verse 14, bitterness and glorying and speaking against the truth. This verse 15 means that false wisdom is based upon earthly standards. False wisdom is based upon earthly standards, its aims, its sources, meanness in itself by earthly success. This is what this wisdom is. We also see that unspiritual means opposed God. Unspiritual means to be opposed God. False wisdom is the outgrowth of man's energies and also man's imaginations. That's what false energy is. It's the outgrowth of man's energies and also man's imaginations. It is inspired by the devil. Verse 15 says it's devilish. It's devilish. Man's wisdom. It's something that Satan is fastening in our lives. He's trying to make something in our lives that's not going to be real. He's trying to deceive us. You know, Satan is a master of deceiving us, isn't he? He can deceive us very easily, very easily. Wherever the wisdom of the world is demonstrated, wherever the wisdom of this world is demonstrated, there will be confusion and also disorder, according to verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So we see this is what it demonstrates. It demonstrates. Now, true wisdom comes from where? It comes from heaven. False wisdom comes from the earth. False from the earth. Now, we see the characteristics of this true wisdom is pure again. Going over it again, it's peaceable. Okay? It also shows a willingness to be able to yield to others, to listen to others. There's mercy. There's good deeds. We see it's wholehearted. That is wisdom. True wisdom is wholehearted. Peace is not natural. Consequence in the world, it is evil. That's what true wisdom is. If we are to have true wisdom, we must ask for it. That's what James says back in chapter 1, verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, what are we to do? We're to ask for it. Look what he says. I'll read it to you. James 1 and 5. Do we want wisdom? We have to ask for it. And God will give it to us. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Who do we ask? We ask God for wisdom. That's where wisdom comes from. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God that giveth to all men how liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him if we ask for wisdom. It's my prayer that God will give me wisdom and that will give us wisdom. We're living in a wicked world, folks. We need wisdom. We need wisdom today more than we ever have in this world we live in because of the deception of Satan, you see. We see then we're to how wisdom, how faith produces wisdom in our life. Faith produces wisdom in our life. Faith enabled you. Faith enabled me to have the knowledge or have the understanding that we were lost, okay? And that we needed to be saved. And therefore God saved us because we called upon Him. Faith produces wisdom in our life, you see. We see true wisdom may be known by the spirit that was in us, the meekness that we have, and the temper that we have. Needs to be meek and meek, and God helps us to be that way. May purity, may gentleness, may kindness, may teachableness and mercy be shown in all that we do, in all that we do. That is a sign of wisdom, you know, in someone's life. We were doing something the other day, I forgot what it was around here, and we were going to do something a certain way. And I said, let's do it another way. He said, okay. So we did it another way, and because we did it another way, we prevented possibly an accident, you know. The older we get, the older I get, put it this way, the more I realize that I have to modify things the way I used to do things. You know, do you? I mean, I don't do things like I used to do. My mind says I can do it, but my body says you can't do it, you know. And that's wisdom. That's wisdom from God. We learn by experience, do we not? We learn by the mistakes that we do in our life, you know. I can't pick up. I can't run. I can't do like I used to could when I was 25 and 30 years old. But thank God I can still do some things. Amen? It may take me longer to do it, but I can still do it. Amen? That's wisdom. God gives us that understanding about these bodies that we live in. You see, they change. They change year after year after year. So we see that faith produces wisdom as we read God's Word, as we study God's Word, as He gives us insight from it. We see here all these things about wisdom. Wisdom from above versus false wisdom. James tells us about it here in this passage of Scripture here, how faith produces that kind of wisdom for you and for me in our lives. And may the Lord help us as we go day by day asking God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. I'm so glad that I can ask God for things that I think I need, I know I need in my life. I may not get what I ask for every time, but I do know God answers my prayer. He answers my prayer. It may not be what I need, really. It may be just what I think I need, you see, in my life, because God knows best about me and best about all mankind, you see. But I'm thankful today to know that we have a God in heaven who is full of wisdom. He had a son He sent down the earth who was full of wisdom. And because of that, God has enabled us to, by faith, to have wisdom. Wisdom from Him. Wisdom from Him. All about Him, you see. I'm thankful today. I'm thankful today that I know where I come from. I'm thankful today I know why I'm here. I'm thankful today I know where I'm going. And I know all that because of wisdom. Because of faith. Faith produced the wisdom in me to understand that, and for you to understand that, that we know who we are today as a child of God. Thank God today for wisdom. Thank God today that faith produces wisdom. Next week we're going to talk about, Lord willing, how faith produces humility. Humility. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, what wisdom is, being wise is. It says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. But he that winneth souls is what? He's wise. He's wise. May we focus on that more than anything else, because that's what God has put us here for. That's why God saved us and leaving us here on this earth, that we might help other people come to know Christ as Savior. Father, thank you today for your word. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom, Lord, from you. Lord, without faith in you, Lord, we wouldn't know anything. We just have human knowledge and that be it. Father, we're so thankful that we put our faith in you, even though we've never seen you, and we trust you through your word, God, by your spirit, God, to enable us, Lord, to become a child of God. And not only that, God, to be able to understand things in this world the way they are, and to have wisdom from your word and through your word, God, to lead us and guide us and teach us, instruct us in this life that we journey. Father, we thank you for that today. Thank you for the word of God you've preserved for us through the years. And Lord, we have many copies today in most of our homes. Lord, help us now as we go to the next hour. Please bless the same, bless the preacher as he preaches. And God, give us that we need. And God, help us this week to focus upon, Lord, how faith produces wisdom. God, help us to be wise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.